spiders come out of the egg sac essentially looking like adult spiders. They don't have the reproductive structures. They're a little bit fatter, but they look like spiders, and no one would question that they were spiders. Contrast this with many of the holometabolous insects that are emerging as little maggot-like structures or caterpillars, then turning into a pupa, and then emerging as an adult butterfly, changing structure very dramatically. This is really different than the spiders that come out looking like an adult. In order to grow, spiders need to molt. And the molting process, I think, is just fascinating. As spiders molt, they need to pull, think about it. They need to pull 8 legs, pedipalps, and all their body out of this exoskeleton, get out of it relatively quickly in, say, something less than 45 minutes while their new exoskeleton is still relatively soft and before it starts to harden in various positions. And so they need to molt, and they need to do it quickly. They also need to do it in a place where predators can't reach them, and they can't afford to be dried out, or they can't afford to let their exoskeleton dry out in the process. So here we have, I think, just a stunning video of a tarantula molting. When spiders molt, they need to get out of their exoskeleton. There are two different ways that spiders do this. With the smaller spiders, they attach silk to some structure and then allow their bodies to use gravity to pull them out of the exoskeleton, and then they pump up from there. Large spiders, like the tarantulas, build a silk bed, then they turn onto their back and molt lying on ground, but they don't have the advantage of gravity to help them out of it. Here is a Mexican red knee tarantula molting. In this, you can see that molting is a really energetically costly thing for spiders to do. And what she needs to do is totally get out of her exoskeleton. She's going to take something on the order of 60 to 80% of the fluid that's in her abdomen and then push it into the cephalothorax. And in various places in this video, you can see as the previous exoskeleton is separating and starting to get glossy here. She pushes the fluid into the cephalothorax, and then basically what's happening is it pops off. The carapace, or the back end of the cephalothorax, pops off, and then she's got to wiggle her 8 legs, pedipalps and chelicera, out of the skeleton. And this is so hard for her to do. She curls the exoskeleton up, as you can see, and then carefully pulls each of the legs out, scooches up, and then she needs to pump up. She's going to pump her body up and make it larger, essentially taking a crumpled balloon. You know, I often think of this as, think in terms of a Shar Pei puppy. And imagine if you were to pump a Shar Pei puppy up and fill it out, how big it would actually end up being if you took advantage of all this kind of wrinkled skin that they have. Same thing is happening with the spiders. So they fill up, they need to pump up, they need to enlarge themselves, and then over the next hour, their body starts to harden or to sclerotize. And whatever posture the spider is in, or not exactly posture, but whatever shape the exoskeleton is in as it starts to harden is how it hardens. So imagine that part of this exoskeleton gets stuck on the legs of the spider, so that her leg is bent in odd directions. If she's not, or imagine 2 legs, if she doesn't get the exoskeleton off, she's going to die. I've had a number of tarantulas that have, they've started the molting process, and for some reason, one of their legs didn't come out of the exoskeleton. And so what this spider did is I don't know how consciously, but she must have made some decision. She actually broke off her new leg, broke it off entirely, leaving it in the exoskeleton so that she was able to get out safely. And so she was one leg short. One of the nice things about arachnids, including the spiders, is that they can regenerate their body parts so that she lost the leg now, but at least she didn't die. And with the next molt, she's able to regenerate this leg. It may not have all the same sensory hairs. It may not be quite as long as if it hadn't broken off. But at least she's at least she's alive, and she's able to regenerate this leg. So very, very effective and efficient. So far we've been talking about different aspects of the basic biology of spiders. Now let's talk about where spiders fit into the overall ecosystem.